Welcome to Rhema for Today.
Well, I want to talk to you about the second coming of Jesus. Is he coming again? Well, he said he was. We just read in that 14th chapter where he said, of John's Gospel, where he said, I'll come again. I will come again. And then we see here in this first chapter of Acts that he ascended into heaven, has taken up, a cloud received him out of their sight. And while they looked steadfastly towards heaven as he went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel, evidently angels, which also said, ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus, hallelujah, which is taken up from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner as you've seen him go into heaven.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. We went into Rhema's archives and chose Kenneth E. Hagin's teaching, Jesus is Coming Again. This will be a great month of teaching. Also, later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's radio offer. Right now, let's join Kenneth E. Hagin with today's message.
Well, I want you to say it out loud, for the Lord is good, and his mercy endureth forever. Now say it again, for the Lord is good, and his mercy endureth forever. One more time. Aren't you glad? That's our theme text for all of our meetings. Glory to God. Been one of my favorites for many, many years. Hallelujah. You have your Bibles? Hold them up. Wave them, make the devil mad. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. All right, open your Bibles to the 14th chapter of John's Gospel and the first chapter of the Acts. John's Gospel, chapter 14, and the first chapter of the Acts. We're going to start reading with the very first verse here of the 14th chapter. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. This is Jesus speaking. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that whether I am, there you may be also. Turning over to the first chapter of Acts, begin to read with the fifth verse. For John truly baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence. When they therefore were come together, they asked of him, saying, Lord, wilt thou at this time restore again the kingdom to Israel? And he said unto them, it is not for you to know the times or the seasons, which the Father has put in his own power. But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth. And when he had spoken these things, while they beheld, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. And while they looked steadfastly toward heaven as he went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel, which also said, ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus, which is taken up from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner as you've seen him go into heaven. Amen. Praise God forevermore. Hallelujah. Well, I want to talk to you about the second coming of Jesus. Is he coming again? Well, he said he was. We just read in that 14th chapter where he said, of John's Gospel, where he said, I'll come again. I will come again. And then we see here in this first chapter of Acts that he ascended into heaven, is taken up, a cloud received him out of their sight. And while they looked steadfastly towards heaven as he went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel, evidently angels, which also said, ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus, hallelujah, which is taken up from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner as you've seen him go into heaven. So Jesus said he's coming again. The angel said he's coming again. The Apostle Paul, who wrote much of the New Testament. Now, actually, if you take it page by page and chapter by chapter, he wrote over half of it. Amen. And he declared that he's coming again. Notice what he said in 1 Thessalonians. You're familiar with it, but it won't hurt to turn there and read it. Amen. Praise God forevermore. Hallelujah. He tells us that the Lord himself, well, did you notice that the angel said this same Jesus shall descend from heaven with the voice of the archangel and the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall be raised first. And we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together. Hallelujah. With him. Caught up together with Christ. Praise God. To ever be with him. And then Paul had many things to say about the end time and the second coming. And not only that, but James and Peter and John, who also wrote epistles to the church, telling them every single time that Jesus is coming again. Well, when is he coming? The Word of God gives us a number of different signs. You know, you go down the road, and maybe you've never been down that highway before, and you keep looking for certain signs, and it'll tell you sometime just about how far it is to your destination or city or state or wherever you're going. And as you get closer, there are more and more signs show up, because people who have places of business, motels and hotels, places to eat, advertise. They put up signs along the way. Well, did you know that the Lord has put up some signs along our pathway to help us to know just about where our destination is and how close it is? Amen. Now, for instance, notice what James said. I said to you that not only did Paul, but James and Peter and John, who also wrote letters or epistles to the church and to believers, talks about the last days, talks about him coming. Notice that James said in the 5th chapter of James, go you now, ye rich men, weep and howl for your miseries that shall come upon you. Your riches are corrupted, and your garments are moth-eaten. Your gold and silver is cankered, and the rust of them shall be a witness against you, and shall eat your flesh as it were fire. You have heaped treasures together for the last days. So you see, this is a sign that points to the fact that we're in the last days, heaped up treasures. And he went on to say, behold, the hire of the laborers who have reaped down your fields, which of you kept back by fraud, crieth. And the cries of them which have reaped are entered into the ears of the Lord of Sabaoth. You have lived in pleasure on the earth and been wanton. You have nourished your hearts as in a day of slaughter. Ye have condemned and killed the just, and he doth not resist you. Now notice, be patient. There, next verse, hooked it along with, or joins it along with the last days. Be patient, therefore, brethren, unto the coming of the Lord. Hallelujah. When he talked about all these things, he's talking about heaped up treasures in the last days. Be patient, therefore, brethren, unto the coming of the Lord. Behold, the husbandman waiteth for the precious fruit of the earth, and hath long patience for it, until he receive the early and the latter rain. Now notice the next verse. Be patient. Notice he starts both 7th and 8th verses, but be patient. Be ye also patient. Establish your heart, for the coming of the Lord draweth nigh. Hallelujah. Praise God. Now then again, Paul in his writings. Turn with me to 2 Timothy. 2 Timothy chapter 3. He tells us again here about the last days. Now notice what he said. 2 Timothy chapter 3. Start reading with the very first verse. This know ye also, that in the last days. So, Paul here writing to Timothy is talking about the last days. What does it mean, the last day? That's the last days just before the coming of Jesus.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Craig Hagin and Denise Hagin Burns. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, and the rest of the Hagin family by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's radio offer. We're offering Lynette Hagin's CD, Navigating Life Without Stress. Next is Pastor Kenneth Hagin's book entitled, Jesus' Name Above All Names. We're also offering Craig Hagin's CD entitled, The Mindset of a Champion. Last but not least is Denise Hagin Burns' CD entitled, Holy Spirit, The Ultimate Best Friend. All these items for the special price of only $29. To order, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. That's 1-888-324-8499. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org. rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Right now, let's join Craig Hagin and Denise Hagin Burns.
Coming up next month, May the 4th, International Rhema Day. So Denise, tell us what International Rhema Day really is.
So International Rhema Day is a way for you to support, both through prayer and finances, for Rhema Bible Training College. Everybody that comes to Rhema Bible Training College is on a scholarship. International Rhema Day goes to help those students graduate from Rhema, to go out into the world, to bring Jesus to this entire world. And so when you partner, you can partner as an individual. Maybe you want to get a group together. Churches can participate, and you pray for Rhema, and then you support with a financial gift. And of course, tell others about Rhema. They may not know what Rhema Bible Training College has to offer.
And the way this got started is every time that we had a crusade, my grandfather always had a Rhema Day.
Yes.
And then we decided, well, let's make one day International Rhema Day and invite churches all around the world to take up a special offering for Rhema Bible Training College to help with that scholarship.
Like, yes.
I said, keeps our tuition very, very low.
Very low.
Just encourage you, if you want to get involved in International Rhema Day, go to rhema.org /IRD and find out more information.
Yes.
About that.
Call 1-888-FAITH-99. That's toll free, 1-888-FAITH-99. Tomorrow, Kenneth E. Hagin will continue his series, Jesus is Coming Again. That's tomorrow on Rhema for Today.